This is the rod of God, the rod of God, number 3. And we are looking at the Song of Moses and the Song of the Lamb and how this ties into the Song of Moses is actually, what is it? The rod of Moses. It's his authority. It's testifying to what he's saying. And the Song of the Lamb is the rod of God, the Jesus, the blood of Jesus, the rod of Jesus. He is the Song of Jesus, is the Song of the Lamb, is the rod of God. Then Revelation 15, 2, I saw what looked like a sea of glass mixed with fire. Those defeating the beast, its image, and the number of its name. This sea of glass mixed with fire just came to me as like sand and hot flaming fires, and it's lava. It's a fiery stream in the judgment seats of God and the courts of heaven before the throne of the Lord. Those defeating the beast, its image, and the number of its name were standing by the sea of the glass, holding harps which God had given him. And they were singing the song of Moshe, the servant of God, and the song of the Lamb. And this is a song of deliverance. This is the Deuteronomy, deliverance from the serpent, deliverance from the hand of destruction by the authority of God, by the ruler, by the testimony, by lifting it. If I be lifted up, I shall draw all men nigh unto me. By holding fast to our testimony, by not loving our lives unto death, by the blood of the Lamb. And here's the overseeing overview of the psalm, which I've broken down in previous audio files. And it goes like this. Great and wonderful are the things you have done, Adonai, God of all heaven's armies. Just and true are your ways, O King of the nations. Adonai, who will not fear you and glorify your name? Because you alone are holy. All nations will come and worship before you, for your righteous deeds have been revealed. And what are those deeds? The rod of God's shattering the nations and the wicked, dealing with the unrighteous and the wicked. Okay? Those who as it says, Those evil men who destroy the earth, okay? As it says in Revelation 8, verse 20, the rest of mankind, those who were not killed by these plagues, even then did not turn from what they had made with their own hands. They did not stop worshiping demons and idols made of gold, silver, bronze, stone, and wood, which cannot see or hear or walk. Nor did they turn from their murdering, their misuse of drugs in connection with the occult, their sexual immorality, or their stealing. And then there's another one. These are the indictments against the wicked. Those who destroy the earth, these are going to be destroyed. And those who your people will be delivered in that day. God will deliver his people. Okay. Well, thank you for bearing with me here in just a moment. I want to find the exact scripture, exactly where it is. It's the dogs. Okay. Right, I'm not finding it, but it is the rich men of the earth that have destroyed it. And it's a terrible thing that they have done. And they have exploited others in order to further their agenda. Here it is. And it seems that as there's all these planetary shifts, if you look in the heavens, and this time of the event is approaching closely, and the heavens are being shaken, and the spiritual realm, all things that can be shaken are being shaken. For the silver and the gold, everything belongs to God. We read it. It's all God's. And he is removing that which offends him. You don't want to offend God. You better kiss his feet. So the desire of all nations shall come. And indeed, everything that can be shaken is being shaken, because the Lamb, the one sitting on the throne, and the Lamb belong praise, honor, and glory forever. Because you have created all things, and you, yes, because of your will, they were created and came into being. And he is worthy. He is worthy. You're worthy to take the scroll and break its seals, because you were slaughtered. You took the place on the cross, on that tree that was cursed. The tree that was cursed in the Garden of Eden because of the serpent. You took the rap. You devoured Satan through your blood. Because you were slaughtered at the cost of blood, you ransomed for God persons from every tribe, language, people, and nation. You made them into a kingdom for God to rule. Kohanim to serve him. And they will rule over the earth. Worship him and him alone.